So what's the sunnah of the arhat sedarim?
We haven't read this Tosefta enough times on Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. The last part of the Reisha Tanur Rabbanan HaBukhor Notel Pishnayim Zerov Ubelchayayim Ubekeva Ubemugdashin. So we know there's a din from this Tosefta that a Bukhor is Yoresh Pishnayim in the Mugdashin of his father. And the Gemara's question on that line of the Braisa, the Tosefta, is Mugdashin Lav Dideinenu. How could it be that there's Yerusha? Kudshim are not his. They don't belong to the mace. And the Gemara responds to that, Bekudshim Kalam Valibu Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It must be that we're going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, many places in Shas, where Rabbi Yossi Aglili tells us that there is a bailus of mamon to the Bala Korban, Nafkamina in Kedushin and Baba Kamal, Gabin Ezekin, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that Kudshim Kalam are mamon bailum. So, although I originally intended to try to get to the larger issue regarding Yerusha and Karbanos, and there's about seven or eight Gemaras at least that directly address that topic, I sort of got lost in the Havamina of the Gemara, so I think we'll focus on that for now, and just trying to understand what the Rashbam is trying to tell us in understanding the question of the Gemara, and that will have some implications for the answer of the Gemara also. And Bli Neder, just for the sake of Hashlam, at the end, try to talk a little bit about some of those Gemaras in Shas that address Yerusha in Karbanos. Without even reading the Rashbam, just outside, so the Rashash already picks up on an important point. When the Rashbam is listing the examples of the possible Karbanos that may be the subject of our Gemara, that Yerusha would apply to, Pishnayim would apply to, so the Rashbam on top of his list mentions Korban Chatos, and he explains it's Kodshei Hashem, it's Kodshei Gavoa, and goes on to tell us why the Gemara is bothered by that suggestion. The Rosh Hashanah asks, and addressing also Asham, but we'll focus on Chatos, that's the first thing the Rashbam mentions. The Rosh Hashanah's question is, how could it be that there's a discussion of Yerusha when it comes to Korban Chatos? Even if we deal with the Lav Didei, let's say it was his. But the halacha is, Gemara tells us in a number of places, we have a halacha Moshe Misinai, that chatas shemesu baleha is tamus. We do not bring, we do not offer carbon chatas, rather we basically lock it up and eventually it dies instead of being brought on the Mizbeach. So even if it was D-Day, so what is the purpose of discussing, how can we even entertain Yerusha or Pishnayim when it comes to carbon chatas? Chatas shemesu baleha, it's tamus. There's nothing to do with it. There's nothing that, for instance, the Ritva talks about. Let's say the subject of the Gemara is Kohen, and you're talking about a chatas. So at least there's some. The Basar is going to be going to the children of the Kohen. Here, once we assume chatas shemesu ba'ala, there's nothing to pass on to the next generation. So what could be the issue in terms of Yerusha that our Gemara is discussing? So I wanted to suggest a number of us learned Gittin last year. And the sugin Chav Ches, Amar Aleph, going on to Chav Ches Amar Beis, begins with the following Mishnah. Hamedi get v'nichol zakin ochola nosin la b'cheska shu kaim. If someone sends a get from a long distance, and the person who sends it is old or sick, so you're allowed to deliver the get, even though there's always the possibility that the person has passed away at that time. And obviously you can't give the get once you're dead, and the woman would be nofelis leibum. Similarly, a woman whose husband is a Kohen, she's eating Truma, even if he travels and you don't know if he's still alive, she can continue because there's a Cheskes Chayim. Finally, the Mishnah mentions, HaShaleh Chatosum Imdinas Hayam, Makrivin also Becheskes Shukayim. Someone who sends a Korban Chatos, is chayv to bring a Korban Chatos, he sends it with a Shliach to be brought to Yerushalayim to be brought to the Mizbeach. So even though it's possible that the person has died, nevertheless, The Mishnah in Gittin tells us that Korban Chatos is still Hukrav Becheska Shukayim. And the Gemara asks on that, Chav Chesam Beis, how could it be that will allow a Korban to be brought by a Shliach, a Korban Chatos specifically? There's Smicha. So first the Gemara says, maybe we're talking about a Korban Nashim. And there's no Smicha by a Korban Nashim. Second answer in the Gemara, Rapapa Amr Bechatos Oof. And Chatos Oof is Nikrav Afil Besafik. So, at the end of the day, what comes out from the sugya is the klal that even though we assume that Shema meis lo chayshinan, Shema yamos chayshinan. When there's this separation, when there's this time gap from the time a person sends a get or when a person sends a korban, it could be he's died in that interim. Nevertheless, we don't assume he has already died. However, to infinitely assume he's still alive, that we can't do. But the chazak at least works to assume that up until this point, the man is still alive. And the Gemara wants to know, why is it that we have to talk about that chiddush of Shema meis lo chayshinan, lagabi get, and again by truman, again by korban chatos? And at the last stage in the Gemara says, even if you accept Shema Meis Lo Chashinan by get and by truma, when it comes to Korban Chatos, you might have thought out this suffix that maybe the person is no longer alive. Lo Leil Chul Lazar, I shouldn't bring the Korban Chatos, assuming that he might still be alive, on the chance that he is dead and there's an avera of being makriv, of maybe being shochet Chul Lazar. So how could it be that we'll still assume that he's alive? Kamashma, the Mishnah tells us anyway, the chazaka is that b'cheska shukaim, as long as we don't know otherwise, we'll assume he's still alive, and it's no longer a concern of Shema Yavuchul Lazar. So Rabbi Kiveger asks a question over there. Why is it that the Gemara formulates the question in that fashion? The question is, Loleil Chul Lazar. Okay, so what exactly are we dealing with? We're talking about Reuven sends a karvan to Yerushalayim, and it's a karvan chatas. Now, in the event that Reuven has died, okay, so chatas shemesu bahala, we said Thomas, the carbon has to be it dies. We're not makriv it, but that doesn't mean that it's chulin. Why does the Gemara say chulin bazara? It should be like any other psulim mikdashin. For an example, if someone has a carbon and the carbon dies. Okay, so you can't bring that carbon, obviously. The Mishnah Tumura tells you it's a Menonic barn, but you don't say that it's magically chulin. There's still kedusha. That's why we call psula mekdashin, and there's isurim that devolve upon that carbon, as we'll get back to a little bit later. But at the end of the day, you can't say it's chulin bazara. That's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. Lo ivanti d'may shaiti de chulin bazara hacha halochatas of kadosh bevadai. It's just a question of if you can be makar of this carbon, even though there's a chance the bialim have already passed on. And Rabbi Yosef Engel and Gilyon Ashas asked the question in a slightly different way, but it's more or less the same thrust. And the only way he's able to be miyashev is by saying that there's a Gemara Menachas, Chavdal and Rebeis, which also uses the term chulin in a similar fashion. It really means psula hamukdashin, but uses the term chulin just as a borrowed term, a figure of speech, to refer to some sort of korban that has a psula and cannot be hukrav. But in the end of the day, both the Kiveger and the Gilyon Ashas are leaving this question as a little bit of a tzarachin. And why is it that the Gemara refers to chulin bazara when really it's only psula mukdashin? So the answer to this question, unlike the tzarachin that Rabbi Kiveger and Yosef Engel leave, begins with a Gemara in Tumura. Mishnah in Tumura. The Mishnah in Tumura says, Chata shemesu ba'alea tamos, ve'nenen v'lo molen ba. The same halacha from Sinai we've been dealing with, Chata shemesu ba'alea is tamos, but now the Mishnah goes further and tells us that when that korban is now no longer able to be brought because the bialim have passed away, ve'nenen v'lo molen ba. And Rashi adds a critical word on that Mishnah, ve'nenen midrabanan. The Isra Hanah of Chata Shemesu Ba'aleha is only an Isser Drabbanan. And that would suggest that in reality, the truth is, when you talk about Chata Shemesu Ba'aleha, Taka is Paka Kedushasa. That's why only on a Drabbanan level, Chazal had to come along and impose the Isser Hanah. But in the end of the day, on a Daraisa level, it Taka is Chulin. Again, what would seem to be the Pashup Chan, the Gemara and Gittin. How do we explain this? What about Kivegas Kasha? It's Psalm Mekdashin. Where did the Kedusha go? So the truth is that you find a number of achronim. One thing I put on the Mar Makomos is a letter Reb Chaim wrote to Reb Zalman Sender, the father of the Dvar Avram, also Mikdash David. One of the reasons I put the Mikdash David there is because one of the new editions of the Mikdash David has footnotes that point to other Rashis that may or may not agree with that Rashi in Tamura. But Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim Ozer, they point to this Rashi that says that the Isser after Mesu Ba'aleha by Chatas is only an Isser Drabbanan. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik in his Sefer on Amud Kuf Yutes brings a rise from Gemaras like that. The Gemara in Bechoris says that when it comes to Psula Mekdashin can do Tamura. You can, so to speak, try to transfer the Kedusha from Psula Mekdashin to a Behema of Chulin. Masha Enkin, the Mishnah in Tamura, tells us that when it comes to Chatash Mesu Ba'ala, you can't do Tamura. So he says, what do you see from here? There's no Kedusha left in the animal, La'achar Misas Habaylim, and therefore we can't imagine Tamura, because Tamura begins with an assumption that there's Kedusha over here, and you want to try to transfer it over to behemah number two. But tamura does not exist by chata shemesu b'alat. So you see, there's no kedusha left. Mashengim suli hamukdashin. There is a kedusha that remains, and that's why you can imagine tamura. He goes back and forth. He's not sure if this is an accurate raya. Why? Because we do find a few examples of psula hamukdashin that also don't have tamura, such as bali mum or tumtum bandroganus. So it could be the way Rabbi Rosenzweig characterized this when I was discussing the sugi with him the other day, is that there could be more than one category of behemoths that don't have tamura, either because of chisaron kedusha. Or because just the din in tamura, some sort of exception to the normal rules that don't allow tamura to be chal. So one could imagine that the reason why there's no tamura by chatash meisu ba'ala is not because there's no kedusha left, but because there's some other prat that's memayit this din of chatash meisu ba'ala from tamura. However, just the Amara Makom, even Baal Mum, so I think, I have to look back at this more, but Chaim in the first piece in Yisurim is Beach seems to say that a Baal Mum is also Chisaron and Kedusha. And if that's correct, so at least you have something else on the other team, so to speak, indicating that there's no Chisaron and Kedusha, and that's what lends itself to having no Tamura. Ramosha brings another ride from the Gemara in Bechoris Tazayin, where we find a special Gzeres HaKasav of Mafrisei Parsa, which is Macharish, a new Israchila on Chata Shemesu Ba'aleha. And the Gemara is directly contrasting that to Psula Magdashin. So the implication would also be over there that something has disappeared. The Kedusha has disappeared from Chata Shemesu Ba'aleha, and therefore we have to impose a new Isser, namely Mafrisei Parsa. All of these rayas point to, again, the same Yisod, that Chata Shemesu Ba'aleha, Paka Kedushasa. What's the rationale for this? So there are two mahalchim, at least, and I think this will be, when we have a better understanding of these two mahalchim, it will help us bridge back into our sugya, both in Gittin and more primarily in Bava Basra. More in Bava Kama, on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, talks about someone who stole from a ger, and normally when a ger passes away, so all of his nechassim go to Hefker. But when a person steals from someone else and he makes a shua to be machish, so then not only is he chayav to return the kerem, but there's additional tashlum and there's a korban ashem. But what happens if the person who stole, he also dies? Right? So that's what the sugi in Bava Kama is talking about. And the Gemara talks about a situation where he had already paid up the money to the kohen because that's where it's supposed to go, I'm sorry, when the ger dies. But then he dies before he brings his korban. And the Gemara says, you see from this din, that kesef is mechaper mechza, that there is some mixas kapara by the fact that he gave the money. Even though he didn't bring his karbon, there's a mixas kapara just by giving the money. Why? So Bai explains, because if there was no kapara with the money, so halam mina mahadal yorshin, you should just take back the money from the kohanim, give it to the yorshim of the gazlan, my time, adaita dahakil lo yoivle. The gazlan never paid the money to the kohanim, on the assumption that he wouldn't end up getting a kapara. So elamai must be there is a kapara, and you don't say that daita dahach lo yoivle. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Once you take that approach, that if someone has a reason why he's not going to get kapara, then he would have changed his mind and make kari. He never had that das. Chatas shemesu bala tepek lechulin da daita dahach lo afresha. If a carbon chatas, someone's mafresh a carbon chatas, and then the bialim die. So why don't we say that he never got his kapara from that korban chatas? So lima freya adaita dahachi, he was never mafresh the korban, and the whole thing should be nekar mitchilaso. And nevertheless, the halacha is not like that. The halacha mashmi sina is it's tamas. So the Gemara answers Amri chatas meisu ba'aleha hilchas agamir la delmisa azla. Maybe so, but there's a halacha mashmi sina that the chatas is mesa. So there's a couple ways we can read this Gemara. Again, in short, the Gemara tells us maybe after the Bailam die, adaita dahach lo mafresh, he was never mafresh this korban chatas, and the whole thing should be hektish tos. And the Gemara answers, no, halacha mosh misinai tamas. So Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rabbi Yosef Engel in Gittin were probably learning that the havamin is adaita dahach lo afresh, kamashman a halacha mosh misinai and says, no, ignore the adaita dahach lo afresh, the kedusha remains, and when the Bailam die, it's psula hamukdashin. But there's another mahalch, and this is taken by Chaim Ozer in Yoredeya Yud Gimel, and the Pri Yitzchak has this in Chelik Beisim in Lamedal, and some other Achronim as well. Now read the Gemara like this: Adaita dahachi lo afresha. He never had in mind to be mafresh the carbon on these terms. So what's the Kamash Milan? You're right. The Taka is Hekdesh Tos. The Behemah loses its Kedusha. But nevertheless, the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is Tumas nonetheless. That the din of Tumas by Chatzah Shemesh Bala is not linked to any Kedusha that remains La'achar Misas HaBailim, but rather the Maskan of the Gemara is kill the Behemah even if it no longer has Kedusha. So if you learn like that, so then we can, number one, we can be Miyashiv the Gemara and Gittin, because now we understand why the Gemara says, Lo'leil Chulin Ba'azara, if someone sends a Korban Chatzis and he dies, so the Behemah that makes it to the Beis HaMikdash is Taka Chulin. And now we can also respond to the Rashash's Kasha. Why did the Rashbam say over here in the Sugya of Yerusha by Mukdashin that we might be talking about a Chatas? I Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleha is Tumas. There's nothing to pass on to the next generation anyway. No. But now that we have this Yisod, that it's Chulin La'achar Misa, so now you do have something that's Nitfas in Yerusha. I will have it in my bank account. The Yorish will have it in his bank account. It could be as a din that he has to lock it up and make sure the Behemah dies, but it's no longer Mufka from Yerusha because it has reverted to the status of Chulin. So that's one Mahalik to answer this Rashash. However, I think the Rashbam cannot accept that Mahalik. Why? Because the Gemara's Kasha is Mugdashin Lav Didei. Mukdash Allah of the day. If you take the Gemara in Bava Kama literally, that Adaita Dahachi Lo Hifrish, he was never Mafrish this Karban, and it's Hektish Tos, then it means all the way back from the moment that he was Mafrish it in the first place, the Kedusha's Paka. So then even Mechaim, Taka is the day. And the Gemara could have never asked that question if the Rashbam was learning the Mahalach of the Pri Yitzchak and the Achiezer. Again, because if the Kedusha of the Karban is Paka all the way back from the Shas HaFrasha, because Adaita Dahachi Lo Hifrish, so then you could never ask, it's Lav Didei. It is Didei. It's just that at the Shas Misa, it reverts to being in the Parsha of Yerusha because it's back to Chulun. So I think we have to take another Mahalach in that Gemara in Bava Kama, and another Mahalach to answer the Gemara Gittin and Bava Basra for the Rashbam. Okay, I have to begin with a little bit of a Haddamah, but it's not really as much of a tangent as it'll seem. We'll come back to it'll come back to be relevant throughout the rest of the Chabura Mirtzei Hashem. So we have to know, I'm sure we're many of us are familiar with this, that there are two different categories of kedusha of hektish, and they're cholak be'etzmi sodina. There's kedushas bedek abayis and kedushas haguf. Just to illustrate the Sisod and why they're different, I just want to bring a few Gemaras that bring out this point. So Gemara in Chulin, Gaf Kuf Lametes, is Machalik, between one who has Perishovchol, let's say Ophos that are Kasher L'Mizbeach, and someone who has a chicken. And both of them are Hektish. So what if, lightning strikes and the gate around my farm breaks open and all my animals run away. So if it's an animal that's Kadosh L'Mizbeach, that's Roy L'Mizbeach, like Torun B'nei Yonah, for instance, so there the Gemara says the Kedusha's not Paka. However, when it comes to Tarnigolus Shemarda, a chicken that was Kadosh and runs away, so then the Gemara says it's Paka Kedushasa. It's Machlokas in the Gemara, but we'll get back to that. But Lamais, everyone agrees that to the Yisod that we'll bring out. Tarnigolus Shemarda, Paka Kedushasa. So the question is, what is this difference? What is this essential chiluk between Kedushas Bedek HaBayis and Kedushas HaGuf? Number two, the Rambam in Hilchos Eruchin says, let's say you have a carbon, and you're makdish this carbon to Bedek HaBayis. So in such a situation, the Bedek HaBayis is chal on that behemah that already has Kedushas HaGuf from his Bayach. Masha Inkin, if I have an MP3 player that's Kedush, maybe not a good example, but something that would be Roy L'Mizbeach, that already has Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. If I would try to be Makdish that with Kedushas HaGuf, so that's not Chal. The Rambam says, Ein other Makdish Dover Sheino Shelo. The question is, what is that difference? Why is it that when it comes to a Karban that's Kedushas HaGuf, I can be Makdish, it's still Hektish Eloy, to give it Hektish Bedek HaBayis, but when it comes to something that's already Kedush Behektish Bedek HaBayis, it cannot be given the additional status of Kedushas Mizbeach. So Reb Chaim, in a piece in the Stencils, and it has since, it appears in many others' farm as well, draws an important distinction between Bedek HaBayis and Kedushas HaGuf. Basically, Reb Chaim is dealing with two main questions in the sugya of Gneiva and Tvicha Mechira. Number one, why is it that we have two psukim that talk about a Ptur Kefal when you steal something from Hektish? One is Guna Mibesa Ish Vlo Mibes Hektish, and another is Re'eu Vlo Shel Hektish. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is, why do we find that if someone is steals a behemah and he's makdish it, so that has a din of tvicha mechira specifically, mali machal lehedit mali machal legavoa, when I'm makdish it for bedek habayis. But when I'm makdish for kedushas haguf, you do not say that being makdish kedushas haguf has the status of a mechira to be mechayev dal behe. So Reb Chaim answers both of these questions by telling us that the pshat in bedek habayis is not stam kedusha, but rather it's kinyan hektish b'kinyano, mamon hektish b'kinyano. Essentially, what I'm doing when I'm makdish something to bedek habayis is giving it over to the Beis HaMikdash in its kinyanim. I'm giving it to the Bialis, I'm putting it in the bank account of Hektish. Memela, once Bezin has it in its bank account, so then Dine Kedusha Archal, because anything that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash has that status of Kedusha. Whereas when it comes to Kedusha's Haguf, Lemizbeach, the Gemara uses a Lashon, Mekaratur Deruvein, Bahashtatur Deruvein. The Bialis is essentially still in the hands of the one who is Makdish it. Bezin does not add it to its bank account. It has a shem karban, it's a shlomim, it's an ola, but that's only that reflects other dinim, which we'll get to. But in the bialis still remains in the hands of the makdish. So he says that. So the achronim, Rabbi Chanan has this, and the Yega Ha'ari. Someone asked me who the Yega Ha'ari is. So it's the sefer of the Torah Zeroyim on Kutchim and Taros. It was published after he passed away from notes that he had. So they both point to that Gemara in Kulin Kuf Lamites of Tarnigol Shemarda as a reflection of this Yisod. When it comes to Kedushas HaGuf, Ophels that are Kaddish B'Kedushas HaGuf, so they fly away, it doesn't make a difference. But when it comes to something that's only Kaddish for Bedek HaBayis, like the Tarnigolas, so the Rajba writes like this, Yishalcha Kedusha Shebehen Lehechem Halcha, Yishalmer Hektish Damim Enokin HaGuf Elech Keshibun Mamon. It's a Shibun Mamon that Hektish has on this behemah. So Memela, if the Dinam of Yeyush apply, for instance, when this behemoth runs away, when this chicken runs away, so mamela, everything falls off, because the kedusha of bedek habayis started with kinyanim and it ends with kinyanim. If the kinyanim leave, the kedusha leaves. Masha inkein kedushas haguf, only if we have some external way of removing the kedusha, you can't just make the kedushas haguf disappear, because it still belongs to you. It's just a separate shame korban that exists on the behemoth. That explains the Rambam Hilchos Erechon also. If I have something that's Kaddish Kedushas HaGuf, I can still be Makdish to Bedek HaBayis, because the Bialis is still mine. Whereas something that's already Shel Bedek HaBayis, they own it. The Gizbar has it. So I can't, again, give it some new chalos when it's a problem of the Ena, the Makdish, Dover, Shein, and Shalom. A couple other examples, just quickly. Rav Ilson mentioned B'Shem the Rav, and other Achronim have this as well. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem, some Rishonim are Mechalik, in the Sugya of Hektish Mavkiv Midei Shibud, between Hektish Bedek HaBayis and Hektish HaGuf, Kedushas HaGuf. Why would that be? Because if, let's say, you only have Hektish Bedek HaBayis on this item, and someone else has a Shibud on it, so it's Ki'ilu, what difference does the person, Ruvain, the Baal Chov's Shibud, why should he lose out just because Hektish has a Shibud? They're all working on the same plane of Dinei Mamonos. Mashenkin, when it's Kaddish Kedushas HaGuf, so that overrides the Shibud that the Baal Chov has on it. That would be the distinction according to those Rishonim. The Torah Zeroyim points to Meir in Bava Kama. He asked, why is it that we need Exeris HaKasav Rei Ehu Velo Shorshal Hektish to Pater Hektish from paying Hezek? Why don't you just say that if I try to pay up to the Nizek, he's going to be over on Meila, or someone's going to be over on Meila, because I'm being motzi the money to Hedya. So he answers that no, if Hektish was ever chayiv to pay Nizekin, immediately the Chovas Mamon would be mafkia the kedusha that exists on that money, because again the kinyan of bedek habayis is only in kinyanim, and that's where the kedusha starts from, and that's where it ends. Finally, in the Masorah journals, Masorah Gimel on page Nuntes, the Rav pointed to the fact that Rashi in Pesachim Daf Hey, when the Gemara says b'shalcha yataroa aval roa tashal gavoa, so Rashi adds in, it's not in the Gemara, that's only by Kedusha Bedek HaBayis. There's no Isser Bal Yorah Bal Yimatzeh by Kedusha Bedek HaBayis. The implication would be that if something was Kedusha HaGuf, so even though it's Shel Gavoha in some way, you'd still be over in Bal Yorah Bal Yimatzeh. So again, the Yisod is the same, that I haven't truly given over the Bialis. Mekar Tudruvein V'Hashat Tudruvein. I can still be Chayiv on Bayir Abayi Matzi, because it taka is mine. Only if I was makdish something, Rashi tells us, for Bedek HaBayis, and now it's mamish the kinyanim of Hekdish, so then we'll say, Shalcho Yatoro Shal Gavo, because it really belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Ganak, in the Sefer Zikaron for Yosef Wanevsky, talks about the Rav may have said a little bit about this in context of Kedusha Paka Bichdi, where we also find the achilik between Kedusha's Dam and Kedusha's Mizbeach, all revolving around the same ideas. Rabbi Warman has a piece in, I think, in Chelek Dalet, more of the same Yisod. So what Kedusha's Dam might be different. Yeah, Kedusha's Dam might be different. Right. So what does this do for us? Okay, so with this Hagdama, so when we look back at Reb Chaim in the first piece in Hilchos Me'ilah, so Reb Chaim starts with the Gemara in Me'ilah and Daf Tesvav. Gemara over there tells us, Nefesh kisim amal mikotchi Hashem, kotchim hamiyuchadim l'Hashem. Kotchim hamiyuchadim l'Hashem yish b'me'ilah, ava kotchim izbeach, izbul ko'onim v'izbul l'bayim. The difference in why one is chayav covered in Me'ilah when they are nene from Kedushas Mizbeach, specifically, let's say Kotche Kotchem, is because that's Miuchad Lashem, as opposed to, let's say, Kotchem Kalim, Lufnei Zerika. So there, it's still Mamon Bailam. Obviously, it's subject to the Machlokes Rabbanan Rabbi Yosef Glili, but it's not Miuchad Lashem, it's not Kotche Hashem exclusively. So there's only Me'ilah and Kotche Hashem. The Gemara goes on to differentiate when it comes to Kotchem Shemesu. Let's say an animal dies, an animal of Hektish dies. So the Gemara says if it was an animal, it's Kotche Bekdushas HaGuf. So yotzim day meila dvar Torah. However, if we're talking about a behemoth of kachet bedek habayis that dies, so Gemara says lo yehel da aktish ashbel bedek habayis. Lavis be meila, even after it dies, should it not still have that din of meila on it? So Reb Chaim explains the difference between these two categories, bedek habayis and kedushas haguf lagabe kachem shemesu, is when it comes to a korban that's comes to something that's kachem mizbeach. So the dinim Shabo are noveya from the fact that it's omid lahakrava. This behemah has kedusha because it is intended and is going to be brought on the mizbeach. So if it dies and it can no longer be brought on the mizbeach, so memela the din of meila leaves. Whereas when it comes to kedusha bedek habayis, so there's nothing about bedek habayis that's going anywhere, so to speak. What do you do with bedek habayis? You're poded. You give the money to Hektish and you keep the behemah. So even if it dies, in the end of the day, it's the same behemah, it's the same kinyonim of bedek habayis, nothing has changed. So Reb Chaim doesn't make this connection between his own vort and this vort in Hilchos Me'ilah, but I saw afterwards Reb Moshe does put the two together, that they're really connected. Because why is it that there's no kinyonim for Hektish when it comes to Kedushas HaGuf from his Be'ach? Because the Kedusha, as we said before, doesn't come from the Kinyanim of Hektish, but comes only from what it's omid for. The same thing Reb Chaim explains in why there's no Me'ilah after those Karbonas die. Because the Kedusha is noveh from the Dinim that are Chal once this Behemah has to be devoted to its eventual Hakrava. Masha'enkin Kedusha Bedek HaBayis, we said, is Mamon Hektish B'Kinyano. So even if it dies, but the Kedusha comes from the Kinyanim don't leave when the Behemah dies, so therefore the Me'ilah doesn't disappear. Again, it's all a reflection. I don't think it was. I could be wrong. I'll check it up afterwards. But if it is, then I apologize for Moshe. In my mind, just stuck at the... Okay. Okay, so both Reb Chaim and Reb Moshe have this Yisov. So if that's correct... So we have to now evaluate one more piece of the puzzle. What about Chata Shemesu Ba'alah? So we've already established, based on the Gemara in Bava Kama, somehow, and the Rashi's in a few places, and the Gemara's that Moshe brought, somehow the Kedusha is Paka by Chata Shemesu Ba'alah. So we rejected in the Rashbam, the Mahalach of the Achronim, that it's Adaita Dehachi Lo Afrish. And we now have to explain why it should be so that you can read the Gemara in Bava Kama like this. That the Havamin is that maybe Adaita Dehachi Lo Akdash, he never wanted this behemoth to be Kadosh. Kamash Malan, the Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai says, Tamus, meaning that ignore the fact that it's Adaita Dehachi Lo Kadosh, and even so, when he dies, the Kedusha's Paka just, it stops. Not because Meikari, he never wanted that Kedusha, but it stops. So the Pshat might be like this. Why is it that a Chata Shemesu Ba'alah loses all Kedusha, whereas when it comes to a carbon that dies, it's also not Omei LaHashem anymore. I also can't bring it on his Be'ach. But it's still Asur Ba'ana, it's just not, it's not Chayiv in Me'ilah. So the Stipler says, and I think this, again, it's really just following the same line of thinking as Reb Chaim and Reb Moshe, says when a behema that's a korban dies, why is it that the kedusha stays? And he says because lamaisa, even if I can't be makar of this behema on the mizbeach anymore because it's dead, theoretically I could still be poda the animal, and if I could be poda the animal, that money would be kadosh with the same kedusha that shlomim previously had, and I'd have to bring it to the I have to use it to buy a carbon to bring on the mizbeach. Why is it that I am not poda? Why is it that it's minhanik barin? So the answer is because if you paskin that in order to have pidyon, it has to be a dover that's isa behamod of haracha, that has to be able to stand up and come before the for the bezdin to make a shuma. So this behemoth that's dead can't stand up and do that. That's a machlokes in the Gemara. But lamaisa, if you hold the only reason I can't do the pidyon is because of hamod of haracha, be'etzem the kedusha is still there, and lo yitzur, you could imagine a pidyon, that pidyon would still be going towards the same place. It would still be used to buy a karban to be hoker v'al gabi ha'mizbeach. Masha'inkin, chata shemesu ba'aleha, there's nothing else to do with it. The kedusha's paka because there's no bialim anymore. We have the Gemara mentions a term that, and Rashi mentions it in a few places. In kapar lemesim, there's nothing to be mechaper on anymore because the bialim have died. Bialim did a chait, they're mafresh a karban, they don't exist anymore. So there's no tachlis whatsoever. Even if you tried to be poda this behema, the pigeon would be meaningless because there's no other purpose you could use that money for. So the stipler in Me'il and Simon Beis says, therefore, that's why the kedusha's paka. So this might be the pshat in why Ramosha Salvage explicitly argues on that Mahalach of the Achiezer and says that it's just a din that the kedusha of Chatash Mesu Baleha ceases once the Bailam pass away, because there's no longer any tachlis that this can ever be put towards. So that will, number one, answer our Gemara in Gittin, why the Gemara says it's Chulin Bazar, because again, that's what emerges from the Gemara in Baba Kama, that there's no other Kedusha here, Taka Izchul and Bazara, but it might also answer for the Rashash's question on the Rashbam and Vava Basra. Because now what we've done is we've not only made it shy for the Parsha of Yerusha, Chatash Mesu Baleha, because when it dies, it's chulin, it can pass on to the next generation, but we can also account for why the Gemara says Mukdashan Lavdi Day, because Kolzman, the guy, is alive, it still is B'tushaso, and it's still not his, and it would be the same thing as trying to suggest that I could be Morish to you, something that somebody else owns. And Kolzman, that I'm alive, that's where it's holding. So when the Gemara says Mukdashan Lavdi Day, it's because at that point, it still is Omid B'tushaso. When it dies, it reverts to being chulin. When it reverts to being chulin, so then it can pass Birusha to the next generation, and that would hopefully, perhaps, solve the shaila of the Rashash and the Rashbam.
The fact that Mukdashin is also subject to this general idea of Kachem Peach being Paka once it can't be used, and that piece in Rukhaim and Chasmila is trying to explain why there's a difference with regard to Me'ila itself between Kachem Etikabayas and Kachem Peach, including cases of Tulet Mukdashin.
But I think not Chatash Mesu Baleha.
You say Chatash Mesu Baleha is more than
is a one step further, right? And that's why there's still an Isser, Rashi in Kedushin and Zion, other Marmakoms, that there's still an Isser in Tzul Mekdashin La'achar Misa, but that
the
same Rashi.
It's also going to Reb Chaim is the same.
Right.
Tzul Mekdashin. It's only Isser Hanav.
Right. Where this distinction...
Right. So you somehow have to explain what it is about chatas, the korban chatas, that is more... How would you explain that?
So the stipler, I think, is saying that when psula mekdashin, when a korban dies, when the korban itself dies, so the reason that there's still an isser hana is because be'etzem the kedusha is still omid lakrov, if I could do a bit.
So I'm saying if you say that the chisor of hamad of arocha is just a technicality, it might be such a good explanation for the difference that it jeopardizes the points that are still common. That's why. How would you explain that? So why isn't there? Why isn't, for example, why wouldn't you say Nasus? Oh, Nas Mitzvah, you'd explain. Why would you explain that it affects Me'ila?
That Chatash Mesu Baleha affects Me'ila?
No. That even in Mukdashin, there's no Me'ila. Unlike Bet Kabayis, where the Me'ila continues even after the.
Because there it wasn't omid mitzvah, so by kachem mizbech it was omid mitzvah, so when it dies and it's no longer omid mitzvah, so
you can still have the pidyon be lav the hamad of arocha. I'm just saying the explanation might be too good to explain that there are three levels here.
Right.
There's bedek abayis, there's kachem shemei, according to what you're saying, it's kachem shemei, so there's bedek abayis,
and there's also
between you have sulei mukdashi.
So that step of Psul Mekdashin is Kachrim Shemesu, because that's what Reb Chaim is referring to in that piece. The step above that is Chatash Shemesu Ba'Allah.
Right, I'm saying, so you have Chatash Shemesu, one extreme, you have Vedic Abayas, the other extreme, in between you have the regular Kachrim Zmeach Shemesu. We're saying, once you accept the idea that Hamad of Aracha is just a technicality, which is a questionable, at least it's Omeid L'Diyun, right? Even if you assume, number one, is the Chisaron only Hamad of Aracha? Number two, is it true that Hamad of Aracha is just a technical problem,
right,
and it isn't itself a shiur in the continuity of the Kedushas Hakrava,
right,
etc.? But once you accept that, the question is, can you still maintain the... what I'm asking is, isn't it too good an answer, if it's only a technicality, so that it jeopardizes some of the gains that you have in distinguishing between those cases and Vedic Abayas?
Because when it comes to why isn't that Vedic? Okay, so I wanted to suggest, I didn't want to get into this because I thought it might need more work. Although the Torah's Ryan mentioned this, and I maybe Revolk, I'm not sure. I saw this somewhere. On Torah's Ryan, it could be that there is also a Nisus Mitzvah in Vedic Abayas that's only Lepidyon. And in which case, I think that would account for what Rebbe's asking. Mm-hmm. But I still want to work on a little bit more.
Okay. Sorry that there are three models now, not
right,
two.
Right. Okay. So that's point number one. Very short, I wanted to just, once we're on the topic of Reb Chaim, just to throw out something to consider, but again, not totally tangential. Reb Chaim, we established, makes the chiluk between Kachar Mizbeach and Kachar Bedek Abayas. There's a Reb Chaim in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, who proves from Gemara and Kedushin and Rashi's elsewhere, that every pidyon of Hekdesh is inherently a Kinyan Kesef. For instance, Rashi, a number of places, seems to say that Mos Konos, the marker for that is Nasana Kesef Akamlo, which is the pasuk of pidyon by Hekdesh. So it seems that they're really related. And every time I do a pidyon, essentially what I'm doing is I'm buying it back, so to speak, from the Gizbar. So the question is, would Reb Chaim say that by Kachrim Mizbeach as well? If he assumes that Kachrim Mizbeach is it's still Hashet Tur D'Ruvein, so who am I buying it back from? So that's question number one. It happens, Rabbi Ganak told me that the Rav assumed that when you're Poda Psula Mekdashin, Kedush Zaguf, it's a Mafkiya Isurim. It's only a Matir. It's not a Kinyan Kesef. And Chaim, I don't think in the piece makes any reference to that. Rav Reichman told me that the Rav brought a Raya from Rav Moshe that we find that there's still an Isur Gizav Avoda by Psula Mekdashin after Pidyon. So that would imply that I didn't buy back from it. There were Isurim there. I took away some of the Isurim, and there's still other Isurim that remain. That would probably get into the sugya of a Hadra L'Isura Kama, which is not the subject of our discussion. But if you actually make that chiluk, the Rav apparently did, so maybe that's along the lines of where Reb Chaim would have to go. Another thing to keep in mind is the Reb Chaim in Hilchos Me'ila, the other one in Hilchos Me'ila in Parches, where he says that every Isur Me'ila is really an Isur Gezel. And although the Nesivis makes a chiluk between Kachay Mizbech and Kachay Haguf, and says that Kachay Haguf is only an Isur Hana, because as we've been saying, I didn't take anything away from Hekdesh. Reb Chaim, on the other hand, brings rice from the Rambam, and it's already in the Gemaras and the Mishnais, that it's an Isur Gezel even by Kedushas Mizbeach. So the question is that inconsistent with Reb Chaim's general Mahalich? Because if there's, again, if it's Hashra Tur D'Ruvein, am I really stealing anything from anybody? So Reb Shimon, I don't think addressing Reb Chaim specifically, he's addressing the Nesivis, suggests that no, even when it's something that belongs to Kedushas Mizbeach, that's also a form of Gezel, because since it's Miyuchad for the Mizbeach, so there's a Gezel also that takes place when I'm diverting something from its intended place in the Beis HaMikdash in Mizbeach, which lends itself to a general Mahalach, which Rabbi Rosenzweig entertained the possibility when I asked him about this the other day, is that we have to really understand what Reb Chaim's intention was when he says Meikar Tur D'Ruvein, Hashet Tur D'Ruvein. At the end of the day, the Gemara calls it Mamon Gavoa. The question is, did Reb Chaim mean to say that when it's still mine, it's the Bialim, it's the Makdash, that there's absolutely no Shaychus in Bialus to Hekdesh? It could be, and some formulate this in the name of Reb Chaim, that the difference is not so much in Dine Mamonis alone, but rather, when it comes to Bedek Habayis, we start with the Kinyanim, and from the Kinyanim is Noveh the Kedusha. Whereas Kedushas HaGuf, we start with the Kedusha, we start with the Kriya Shem of the Korban, and Memela Kinyanim to Hekdesh flow from that. It's going to be tricky because, again, the things we were trying to be miyashiv, like the Maran Chulin by Tarnagol Shamar, this seems to be strictly defining based on a mumanistic criteria. So it's not so easy to find the exact point. But what Rabbi Rosenzweig was suggesting is that that might be where we're going to have to go because there are elements of both on either side of the coin. Rabbi Chanan in Kobashurim Chelk Beis Simen Chaf says he actually had a discussion similar to this with Rabbi Chaim. On the one hand, he got Rabbi Chaim to say that Maaser Sheni is different than Hekdesh, which is definitely not what it says in the Sefer. And it was one of those Ein Lahakshos Me Maaser Sheni. So we don't really know what Rabbi Chaim meant. But he never came back to discuss Hekdesh. And Rabbi Chanan says, Lulei Divrei Mori Rebbe Shlita, I would have said like this when it comes to Hekdesh. So if you want to be a strict constructionist in Rabbi Chaim, you might have some details to work out. But if there's room to make up Shara, so there definitely is a precedent in the Achronim to suggest such a Mahalach. On a sort of interesting idea that takes all this into account, so the Ramban al Torah in Parshas Re'eh writes, "V'hizkir b'karban shloshes minim hanedarim asher heim harei alai karban hanedav asher yomer b'shor v'seh harei zu ola v'atrum asher yarim mikol asher yeshlo asher lo b'kesav alzov o shehevi behemto chulam azara v'yomer l'kohenim harei zu miyad l'sham." There's another way to be makdish something, even a behema. Not by just making a nether, but giving it over to the Kohen. He's talking about a behema. So does the Ramban mean that there's a way through kinyanim of Hekdesh, with the Kohen being the representative, to be Chal Kedushas HaGuf as a result of kinyanim mamonis, which takes the whole thing and turns it on its head. But again, notwithstanding, there are definitely Reis and Rishonim, not like Reb Chaim, the Pashup Shat, when we say Mekar Tur Deruven, Hashat Tur Deruven, is that it's the Bailim in Kapara. Rashi might even say that in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. It's a bialus in Kapara, but not as far as Reb Chaim is going to say that there's a bialus 100% or some percentage to the bialum who are makdish it, as opposed to Hekdesh. Okay, moving to the next topic, I just want to read a little bit in the Rashbam and try to save a shot. The Rashbam contrasts between Chatas and Asham. Chatos v'shamas mechayim kachi Hashem ninhu v'yesh b'hem me'ilo kol zman shalom neshechtu av'l shalom emein b'hem me'ilo k'darshinan kachi Hashem kachi b'miuchadim l'Hashem yotzir kachi m'kalam sh'ein miuchadim l'Hashem miu eina mamono demiktosh me'akachi v'lo k'rinim b'hu v'chol ha'shayim matzilo. So the difference between kachi kachim and kachi m'kalam is whether or not there's me'ilo, and the Rashbam mentions the possibility that even if you would try to tell us that the Tosefta is talking about shlamim, it's still going to be a problem because you might be able to eat it, you might be able to have a chelik in it, but in the end of the day, it's not chol shei matzilo. To say there's pishnayim, as the Tosefta tells us, that's not an option. So there's a big discussion in the Achron of what the Rashbam means, and I think the classic, so to speak, approach is to say that what the Rashbam means is that Bein b'kachim kalam, bein b'kachim kachim, the Gemara never meant to ask, Mokdashan lav didei, how is it in the parsha of Yerusha? It meant to say that there is Yerusha, it's just that to say pishnayim doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Chanan suggests this, and Rabbi Shmuel suggests this. Rabbi Shmuel going further than Rabbi Chanan, actually connecting back to that Rabbi Chaim in Bava Kamma, to say that why is it that even kachim kachim could still be the mammon of the bialim and therefore nitan liyerusha, because after all meikar to deruvin v'hashat to deruvin, it's still the bialims, even if it's mammon gavoa, but it's not a hafkah from mammon bialim entirely, even by kachi kachim. And this starts in the Achronim from a piece in the Briskerov in Zvachim, quoting Reb Chaim in the context of Maaser Sheni. Even if you hold Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoha, as Reb Meir does, we still find that there are some dinim that reflect the bialus to the Baal HaMaaser. And the Rav Marich in this Tuva in the Kobus Kedushei Torah, an article on Hapardes, in Shittas HaRambam Legabe Maaser Sheni. And therefore, if you say that even Mamon Gavoha is still shy to the bialus of the original Bialim. So when it comes to Maaser Sheni, you understand why there's Yerusha L'inyan being Mosef Chomesh by Pidyon, and they'll tell us the same exists when it comes to our Sugya, that you can imagine Yerusha by Kachi Kachmi, even if it's Mamon Gavoa, because it still has a Shaychus to the bank account of the Bialim. The Rav in Igros HaGrid actually makes a remiss that might be the pshat in the Rashbam, but I don't think he's going to say it as confidently, or he doesn't intend to say it. It's not really what he's dealing with, as some of the other achronim. I'm not even going to say mechilos kvodom, because I'm not even attempting to argue. I'm just want to make a ha'ara why, if there are other pshatim in this Rashbam, we might want to consider them, because if you're going to learn that line of Lo Karin Bu B'chol Shei Matzilo is going back on all the karbonos that the Rashbam mentioned, Dahainu Bein Kachikal and Bein Kachikachim, so then you might run into a problem, because you're saying they're all on the same status of Kedusha and Mamon Gavoa, and at the same time also all being Shayach in the same way to the Bialim. However, when you read the Rashbam, so he starts off by saying Kigon Chatos HaShamos Mechaim Kachi Hashem Ninhu. So I would have stopped right there, and I would have continued V'chein Shlomim, and even though it's Mamono, Miu Mikdash Miyakachi V'lo Karin M'chol Shei Matzilo. Right, you should have just addressed Chatos and Shlomim, told us that all Kachim are really the bailus of the original owner, and nevertheless, even if you have Yerusha, you just don't have Pishnayim. The Rashbam has a whole two lines here about Me'ila, which on the surface, according to this Pshat, is a superfluous discussion. He starts up by telling us when it comes to Chata, so that's Kachi Hashem, and there is Me'ila when it's not Nishchat. When it comes to Shlomim, so then there's no Me'ila. Why? There's a drasha of Kachi Hashem, Kachim Yuchadim Hashem, Yotzu Kachim Kamshim Yuchadim Hashem. Why is that relevant? We don't know that Me'ila should ever play a part over here, when if our orientation, according to Rabbi Chanan, is to read the Rashbam, say Kachim are all the same, even Kachi Kachim are all Mum and Bailam, there never was a Havamina to say otherwise, because when you're talking in Shitz Rabbanan, not Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and you're saying the Pshat in that Gemara Bava Kama, Mekara, Turid Ruven, Hashu Turid Ruven, it doesn't matter which carbon you're talking about. The Gemara is talking about any carbon over there, it's always Mamon Gavoa, and at the same time Hashra Tura Deruvin. So why would I even have a Havamina to start clearing? Well, maybe this one has Me'ila and this one doesn't have Me'ila. That's point number one. Again, that you can argue with me on that one, but I hope it will be a little more clear why I'm saying that as we go weiter. The other Mahalach in this Rashbam, again in some of the contemporary and recent Achronim, is something we find also in Rabbi Shmuel and also in Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amuna, that really, when the Rashbam, when he's talking about Chol Hashem Matzil Pishnayim, he's talking about the fact that when it comes to Kachim Kalim, so even according to the Rabbanan, it's not Mamon Bailim, but there's a Schos Achila. So there's a Schos Achila, so there's something to talk about in the context of Yerusha, and the Pshat in the Gemara would have been that B'chor is not the Pishnayim, that he gets to eat twice as much Basar in the Shlomim, for instance. I saw someone in a footnote in a Mar Makom Sefer who said, Tzarech in on these Gedolei Achronim, because Rashbam seems to be saying that this applies to Chatas and Ashram also. So, I don't know, they don't say it explicitly, but I think if you're taking that Mahalach, that the Pshat and why there's Yerusha by Kachim Kam is because there's Chos Achila, so then you're obviously learning that the intention of the Rashbam was totally different than Rabbi Chanan and the Pshat we mentioned from Rabbi Shmuel. Rather, what the Gemara is saying, Mugdash and Labdidei, that question was only directed towards Chatas and Asher. When we say Labdidei, it means because these Kachim Kachim, there's no Achila to the Bayam. There's nothing to pass on in Yerusha. Then the Rashbam says, Shema, you'll tell me, oh, Bimiyashi the Tosefta that's talking about Kachim. So we'll say, no, that's still not going to work because there's another problem that it's not going to be Pishnayim, because you even if you have Zchos Achila, but it doesn't come yet, it's Mishochem Gavol Kazachu. So the Rashbam would break into two parts, one saying Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, Mugdash and Labdidei as being totally Mufka from Bailus, because there's no Achilas HaBailim. And then he's coming to say, Al Tishiveni from Shlomim, because that's also Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu.
That's not like Rechaim, or that's even what
they're doing? They're not talking about Rechaim. They're saying that that when we talk about Yerusha over here, we talk about Zchus Achila. No fancy, Hashatur, Mekar, Dhur,
Even if you really,
meaning we don't have to, it could be that Rechaim's Yisod is not correct.
Right.
And there's no Mamun Bailam over here, and we'll say Hachatud Reuven only means in Bailus L'Kapara. But the Zchus Achilah Shabo is something to talk about in the context of Yerusha. The Dvar Avram, not addressing our Sugya, but the Gemara in Zvachim, talks about the general question of Yerusha and Tovas Hanah. There's a famous source about that. So that might be a variation on this Mahalach, that even if you don't want to talk about Heter Achilah as the Bailus that goes in Yerusha, but maybe Tovas Hanah to decide who you're going to invite to your Shlomim party, whatever the case may be.
Only according to Matamar.
So I think in the Maran Pesachim and Tzadi Ches, there's Machlokz Rishonim, Tosus Rid, and one of the other Rishonim, whether or not, according to the Rabban and the Rabbi Yosef Galili, there's still Tovas Hanah in, so that would assume like one Tzad in the Rishonim. Yeah?
So
that
Rishonim is talking about Achilles, so they only hold that there's a question of Yerusha, Lugabe,
So they break the Rashbam in two parts. They say first the Rashbam, when he's talking about Chatzos and Asham, is explaining why the Gemara says Mukdashin Labdi Day, because Kachay Kachim have no Shaychus, there's no Achilas Abaylam. Then the Rashbam has to answer a separate question. Oh, maybe you'll tell me that the Gemara should have been talking about Shlomim. That's also not going to work because it's not going to fulfill the Pishnayim requirement.
But again, on the first Karban like Kachay Kachim, there's no Yerusha whatsoever.
Right. That's the one that's Kasha. Okay, so I think there's an important point that still has to be miyushev even, or we have to be miyashev even according to the second mahalach, and that is that the discussion of me'ila still needs a hesber. Why is it that the Rashbam has to go through this whole arichus? This has me'ila, this doesn't have me'ila, and why should things hinge upon that in terms of the issue at hand? If it's a question of you have achila, you don't have achila, so that's really what it should come down to. So I don't know in the end of the day if we're going to stick with this pshat either, but hopefully we'll be able to understand the distinction of yes me'ila, no me'ila a little bit better. First question is, why should we make a chilek and me'ila altogether? There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Ches that tells us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tokeya b'shofar shal Ola is Yotza, and Tokeya b'shofar shal Shlomim is Lo Yotza. And the Gemara discusses why we should make the distinction between Ola and Shlomim. And the Gemara says, when it comes to Ola, so it's Yeshba me'ila. So if you're Tokeya in the shofar, so then the Isra me'ila is Paka. The Isra Me'ila sets in, and therefore the Kedushas pockets Yotzei L'chulin. Mashenki, when it comes to Shlomim, there is no Me'ila in Shlomim. So if I'm Tokeya B'Shofar Shal Shlomim, there's nothing to be Mafkiyah the Kedusha. And the Gemara says, Isur Hu D'Rachav Alei. There's still an issue here. And Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is, Mitzvah Slav L'Hanas Nenem. So you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah Shofar with the Shofar Shal Shlomim because of the Isra Hana Shabo. So what you see from here, and this is first pointed out by Tosus in Adarim, Daf Yud. There's a Mishnah Melech in Perak Beis Vilchus Me'ila that collects a number of treatises of Rishonim that also reflect this. Rashi Pesachim and Daf Chav Zayin, Tosus in Temura. That you see from this Gemara that by Shlomim, even if there's no Me'ila yet, there's still an Isra Hana of Kodesh. Because that's what the Gemara means when it says Isur Hu D'Rachav Alei. I can't blow it. I can't be Mekayem the Mitzvah if I blow it. Because that's a violation of Isra Hana. And there's a number of other rise to that, but again, that's pretty clear from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Some want to bring the Gemara in Sukkah. It says, "Kashem shemayim al chagiga, kach chal shemayim al hasukkah." Right? And chagiga is kachem kalam also. So you see, there's an isra anna by chagiga, and we bring that over somehow to Sukkah as well. That might also be a makar in the Gemara that there's an isra anna by Kachim Kalam with Nezrika. The Rav in the Rishimas Tasukah has a different understanding of what that Isra is, which would make it irrelevant, but the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to be a clear raya that there is an Isra Hana, Kachim Kalam with Nezrika. I don't know if maybe someone can enlighten me about this. The Pirush HaRambam to Rosh Hashanah has an enigmatic line which basically says, I don't know what this Gemara is talking about when it says, it's just an Isur D'Rachav Alei when it comes to Shofar Shal Shlomim. He says, well, what Isur is there before Zrikas Hadam? So the Rambam is not suggesting another Pshat in the Gemara. I know there's a discussion as to whether or not this the Pirush HaRambam to Rosh Hashanah is Miyuchas to the Rambam, in fact. But I do remember, I think, learning Rosh Hashanah, the Me'iri refers to it, G'dolei HaMachabrim, I think the Brisker Rav, maybe in the Kuntres in Kiddush HaChodesh, also in Rosh Hashanah, makes reference to this Pirush HaRambam. In the Hagdama of the Matar game to the Pirush HaMishnayis, that's, I think, Tanoshim. So he has Askama from the Rajba, and in that discussion he says, we know that the Rambam wrote Pirushim on three Siddurim and Shas. So you know, we don't have this. I don't know. I never researched this, but if anyone has any more information, I'd be fascinated. But the Rambam denies this whole Gemara, so I don't know what the pshat is. But just a Mara Makom, the Degel Reuven, Rav Katz's father. So he has an exchange with the Panovich Rav, and in a letter he quotes the Panovich Rav, who apparently suggested that there really is no Isser Hana in Kachim Kalam Lifnei Zrika. So how these how they're going to deal with the Gemara Rasha, I don't know, but we're going to work with the standard Mahalach that there is an Isser Hana even before before Zrika Zadam, because that's a Din Shlom and there's an Isser Kodesh. The question is, what is this Isser Hana? What is Isser Kodesh Bechlal? So, Rabbi Chalapa isn't here, but I mentioned him just to give him a little nachas. His son-in-law, the other Rabbi Reis, who's Rosh Shiva in Lakewood, wrote an article in memory of Rabbi Chalapa's wife in the second Kol Tzvi. And he quotes a raya from Rabbi Chaim based on the Gemara in Krisis, in Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara over there is dealing with Ein Isser Chal Isser, and the Gemara wants to know how is it that we have a pasuk that tells us that there's Me'ila on a Murei Shlamim. A Murei Shlamim are, of course, Chelev. Chelev has an Isser that's already extant, you know, from the beginning of the Mitchilas Havayasa. So how is it that an Isser Me'ila is Chal afterwards when I, when after Zvikas Adam? How is Me'ila Chal on the Isser Chelev according to Ma'adamar Isser, Ein Isser Chal Isser? So what the Gemara answers is that it was Vlade Kodshim. So therefore, this animal that we're discussing is a child of an animal that already was Kadosh. So the animal was born with Kedusha and also born with the Isser Chelev in the Emurim. And it's just only later, at the time of Zrikas Adam, does the Chal Shem Kodshi Hashem and the Chiyum Me'ila kick in. But the Isser is already there, was already Chal B'Vasachas, and there's no problem with the Isser Chal Isser. The Chaim says beautifully, you see from here that the Isser Kodesh that exists in the Behema before Me'ila, before Zrikas Adam, is the same Chal Shem Isser after Zrikas Adam. It's one long continuum, because if there was a break in the action, so to speak, and it was a new Isser Chal at Zrikas Adam, so you couldn't say, you couldn't answer the question about Isser Chal Isser, because then the Isser is only being Chal later, at the time when there is Zrikas Adam. So what Reb Chaim is telling us is that there is an Isser, one long continuum, the Isser Me'ila and the Isser Kodesh before Zrikas Adam are Be'etzem Achas. So that's what you see from the Gemara in Krisis. Once you have that orientation, it makes it even harder to understand this Rashbam. What's the discussion of Me'ila here, Me'ila by Kachim Kachim, not by Kachim Kalam? It's the same Isser. Why should that play into a distinction between Kachim Kalam and Kachim Kachim? Especially if you assume, like Reb Chaim, that it's always an Isser Gezel, Me'ila is an Isser Gezel, and you're trying to discuss what's the day, what's Lav the day. So Be'etzem, B'Yisodo, there's always an Isser Gezel that exists on the Behema from the time it's Hukdash until the time, until it's done, and straight through the Zrikas Adam. Another Maramakum, and it's important that the Rav is saying this in the Rambam, in Hari Kedem, Chelek Aleph Simen Tes. I looked around, most of the things in Hari Kedem are also in the Masorah, but I only found it there. He says that, Tosfos asks over there, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda says, you're Yotze with a shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, and obviously assuming Mitzvahs Lahenes Nitnu, but the same Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not Yotze with a shofar Shel Shlomim, Mitzvahs Lav Lahenes Nitnu. So Tosfos, I think, leaves it off over there, but the Rav said, according to the Rambam, if you understand there's an Isser Gezel at the root of the Isser Me'ila, so then really Rabbi Yehuda holds Mitzvahs Lav Lahenes Nitnu. It's that when, I'm sorry, when he really holds mitzvahs lehenes nitnu. When it comes to shlamim, though, so the Isra is not an Isra Anah, it's an Isra Gezel. So therefore, even if you're Yotze with shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, you won't be Yotze with an Isra of shlamim, because the Isra Gezel overrides any way out that you have through mitzvahs lehenes nitnu. Again, mitzvahs lehenes nitnu. So that's all within the Rambam. But again, the Rav in that piece is clearly assuming that the Isser Gezel, even lefnei Zrikas Adam, is an Isser Me'ila be'etzem Yisodino. So again, we're faced with the same difficulty. Why would we even begin to think that there's a difference in D-Day, Lav D-Day, and Me'ila if it's always the same Isser? And just the icing on the top, so Reb Chaim in a letter to Tzvi Hirschvolk. I don't know who this is. I asked Rabbi Chalap, he also didn't know who it was, so I'm clueless. But again, if anyone can enlighten me, please do. But he writes there that you see from the Rambam, again, it's important that we're talking about the Rambam, that the only difference between before Me'ilah and after Me'ilah is Kodesh Hashem is just a prat in the Chiv Karban. The Isser is the same. It's the same as Gezel, just a prat in the Chiv Karban doesn't exist before Zerika, only exists after Zerika. So why would the Rashbam present this Havamina as being Mechalik? So going back to Rabbi Reis's article, Rabbi Chalap's son-in-law, so he points to a Gemara in Temura, and a Tosas over there in Daf Gimel. The Gemara over there says, Kodesh Akim don't have Me'ilah. So Tosas asks, but there's still an Isser Hanah. What happened to the Isser Hanah, even if there's no Me'ilah? So Tosas answers by saying, since there's also a meat of Pigul and Tame and Osir by Kodesh Akim, so therefore it could be there's no Isser Hanah here either. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was medayik from that you see that Tosas and Temura understood that the Isser Hanah of Kodshim before Zerika is not linked to the Isser Me'ilah. And the fact that there's a Hafkot by Pigal and Noser is enough to take away the possibility of an Isser Hanah, even if there could have still been Me'ilah, and even if we have to come up with a separate Zeus HaKazav to be Ma'id from Me'ilah. So that Tosas and Temura is obviously not like the other Ma'ar Makomis we saw. That Tosas and Temura is learning that the Isser Me'ilah La'achar Zrikas Adam and Kodem Zrikas Adam, the Isser Kodesh on Shlomim is Cholik B'etzem Yisodo, and it's a new Isser. What is that Isser? What is that Isser? So, just to throw it out there, but to Paskin like this, to be Kovei Masmerim like this, I'm not sure we should do. There is a famous Shita Megubetzes and Menachas and Dab Dalet, who learns that the Isser Kodem Zrika is an Isser of Bal Yachel. That it's linked to my nether. It's not the kedusha of the carbon per se, but it's the nether that I have to be makayim the dinim of the nether, and therefore I have to preserve the kedusha, and therefore it's aser b'hanah. That's hotly debated. Just a Maror Mokum, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a tshuva in the Kudshim section, in the back of Chelek Aleph, says that's hard to understand because Pashup Pshat and Bal Yachal is I have to fulfill what I was noder. I was noder that this should be devoted, should be dedicated as a karbon. This Isser HaNah is irrelevant to that. I want to make sure it gets to the Mizbeach. That's what my neder is. To say that the neder is also going to have nafkaminas on what HaNah I can have from it, he said that's not so pashut. But let's stay a little bit more within the sugis we have here. So Reb Chaim in his Shiurim Bav Metzia, and it's hinted at in some other places also, points to the fact that the Rambam and the Bali Tosus have different sources for the Isser Me'ilah. Namely, Rashi and Tosus in Sanhedrin say that the Isser Me'ilah, which is the Isser that governs Kachem Lefnei Zerika also, is Chet Chet Mitruma. Chet Chet Mitruma, just like Truma's Aser, so too Kachem are Aser. The Rambam, on the other hand, brings a pasuk of Osucha Lechel V'Sharecha V'chulei V'chulei that ends off with the words Undarecha. That's what the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Me'ilah says is the sort of the Isser Me'ilah bein lefnei zrika bein la'achar zrika. So Reb Chaim says these two mahalchim are cholak b'etzmi sodinam. Nafkamina, that if the pshat in Isser Me'ilah is an Isser Gezel, which Reb Chaim assumes, Reb Chaim brings a raya that the Isser Me'ilah is always b'shava pruta. Shava pruta. That's a raya that's a din din mamas, it's Gezel. So he says, according to the Rambam, you see, the Rambam says this Lahedya, the shear for that Isser, bein lefnei zrika, bein la'achar zrika, is always pruta. So the Rambam Lishitasu and some of the Maror Makomos we mentioned before is always learning that it's an Isser Gezel, because it's one long Isser straight through before zrika and after zrika. Whereas according to Rashi and Tosas that the Isser is from Truma, so then it's Stam an Isser Hanah. And the shear won't be Shavu pruta, it'll be an Isser with a shear of Kezias. Again, how to define the Isser exactly? If we just say it's an Isser Hanah, that's one Mahalach. In Rav Moshe says a similar report, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and he says it's an Isser of Achalta. So I'm not sure exactly what pasuk he's talking about, but he says based on the Achalta, it should be a Kezias. But in any case, what we see here is two distinct approaches, one assuming that the continuum of the Isser Kodesh before Zerika and after Zerika is one long Isser of Me'ilah, just a Prat and Chiv Karban or Nachiv Karban, whereas according to Rashi and Tosas, before Zerika the Isser is Chet Chet Mitruma, that's the Azhara, then there's a new din of Chiv Karban of Me'ilah, which Reb Moshe Soloveitchik writes is then going to become an Isser Gezel once it has the status of being Miyuchad for Kodesh Hashem. When it's Miyuchad Hashem, then and only then it transforms from an Isser Hanah Stam to an Isser of Gezel, because of the fact that it's Miyuchad Hashem at that point. So could be that that's what the Rashbam seems to be telling us. The Rashbam needs to tell us that you thought maybe the fact that Kachi Kachim have an Isser Me'ilah should be more of a Kasha of Lavdi Day as opposed to kachim, kalim, which don't have me'ilah, and those might have been d-day, and taka are d-day, it's just not pishnayim. So the Rashbam is learning with all the balitosis lishitasim and the Rashi lishitasim. Rashbam's not Rashi, but he's accepting that mahalach, that the Isser Kodesh before Zrika is one din, that's non-Isser Gezel, and the Isser of Hana, of Me'ila after Zrika, is a new Isser of Me'ila that is Gezel. So therefore, if we're talking about Gezel or not Gezel, so then Taka makes a lot of sense why we would distinguish between one being Lav Didei and one being a possibility of Didei, and therefore Pishnayim as well. Okay, one final topic. I'm just going to make this a Rashi Prakim. In general, Yerusha and Bailus and Kapara, so there's a mission, Kinim, appears in a number of places in Shas, that says that if a woman who has to bring a chatas and an oaf brings the chatas and then dies, so her Yerushim bring a carbon ola. And the Gemara discusses in Kedushin if that's because of Shibud Daraisa, or it's only if she was Mafresh the Ola, if you hold Shibud Darabanan. But we do find a precedent in Yerusha itself that the children have the responsibility to bring that carbon. Ostensibly, especially given that the discussion of Shibud Daraisa, Shibud Lav Daraisa, one would imagine that that sugya isn't really indicative of the Yerusha and the Etzem Kodshim, but rather the Chi of Hava that we impose upon the Yerushim when the Bailam pass on. Reminded me of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that talks about Baal Ta'achar for a Yoresh. I think we could put that by the wayside for the same reason, because the discussion of Baal Ta'achar is a question of in the Hava. How fast do I have to bring it, and when do I have to bring it? But not addressing whether or not there actually is a Yerusha in the Karban itself. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in Zvachim, Dav Hei, and Dav Zayin, which seems to be entirely focused on Yerusha of Karbanos. The Maskana in the Gemara is that if someone's Yorisha an Ola, so it's Mechaper Mikufya V'lo Mikiva. And the Pashup Pshat in the Gemara is that when there's Yerusha of a Karban, you can only it only works to give you a Kapara on Chai V'Aseh, which is what an Ola is Mechaper on. But other Karbanos, you wouldn't have this Kapara. And there's basically two ways to learn that Gemara. Either the Gemara is coming to say there is Yerusha in the Bailos for Dine Mamonis, it's just that you can only get a Kapara for Asay. Or no, Lemaisa, there's no Yerusha in the Etzem Dine Mamonis of the Karban. It's just that anyway, the Torah says that you can be Neskaper with this Yerusha Kal, this Kapara Mikufya of an Asay. The relevance of Yorish Meimir, Yorish Somech would similarly be linked to that question, because just because we find that Yorish can be Meimir, that doesn't mean that he is the Bailos on the carbon. It could be just a Gzeres HaKasuv that we also allow him to be Chal Tmura or to be Somech, but not because it addresses the Yerusha per se. Or possibly number two, again, depending on how you learn that Gemara in Zvachim, is that there is a Yerusha in Dinei Mamonis of the carbon itself to the Bailam, to the Yerushim, and that's why they can do Tamura. The Rav in that piece in Igris says that how you learn that Gemara in Zvachim should affect how you learn our Gemara in Bava Basra. If you assume that you come out of that Gemara that there is Bailus in Kachim in the Guf HaKorban, so then we're only downing over here in a question of Pishnayim. Maybe it's still not Choshei Matzilo. But if you come out of the Sugi in Zvachim as saying that there's no Yerush in the Bailus of the Korban itself, so then our discussion about Vavasra is naturally Kachim Lav Didei Pshutu Kamashmo, that there's no Bailus to the Yarshim whatsoever. What's important to note is that there's a Gemara in Krisus and Chav Zayin and Nazir brings a pasuk Karbanovla Karbanoshal Ovid, that if a father was had a Karban Chatas of a Nazir, so his son, if the father passed away, cannot use that Karban for his own Kapara as a Chatas. So the Rishonim already asked over there, how could it be that I need a pasuk to tell me a child can't use his father's carbon for kapara? It's chatas shemesubala. That's where we started with. So the Tozer Rosh and Nazir answers, there's a havamina, and this is where we really get back to Yesh Nochlem and Yanim, there's a havamina that brokar davua, should be applied so much so that it's as if Chata Shemesu Bala doesn't apply over here. But the children, the Yorshim of the mace, are mamish like the mace himself, and it's like the it's not a Chata Shemesu Bala because the Balaam is still alive. And that's what the Gemara is coming to teach us, Karbonov or Karbonov Shel Aviv, that it might not be, it might still be Chata Shemesu Bala, but I can't use it for other reasons, or I still can't be makrivit. There's a little bit of a discussion about what the maskana is, but it should be noted that there is a pirush mishnayis in the sugin krisis, which Lahedya says, "Mafrish chatasu meis." I'm sorry. Lo yivienu b'no achrav. Einu rotzal lomar shlo yekrivenu bad aviv kizat pashet. The gzeres of kasuv that says is not to tell me that he can't offer it for his father, because it's chatas meis ba'alecha. Elo rotzal b'kach lo yekrivenu b'no al chatas atzmo. He shouldn't bring it for his own chatas. So the Rambam, I don't know what to do with the Rambam, but the Rambam seems to be saying that the only problem is you can't use it. No. I'm sorry, I want
to. You might have thought it'd be worth it if you could use it for yourself.
Then the Bible, right. Right, right. Sorry. So the Rambam is probably not like that, Tosa Rosh. Okay. But once we're in the context of Kardavua, so just to point out, there's a Jake showed me a kuntres called Chazon Yishayo, which is a collection of shiurim from various yeshivas, and they quote a shiur there from Tzvi Kushelevsky, who wants to say that the pshat in this Rashbam that cut from Kalim is really his. It's just not Choshei Matzilo, is because it brought Kardavua. Because that, even if Enachanami, the Kudshim is Lavdi Day, but even if you don't accept Bro Kar Davua to the extent that the Gemara was dealing with, that the Bailim should still be alive, we should still accept it in terms of overriding any Yerusha problems. Why is that important? I think it's important because we have to understand why Yerusha should be relevant to Karbanos Bechlal. There's a Gemara, which is definitely true in the Rabbanan Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Mocher Olos of Shlomav, Olos of Loklum. Right, so you see that karbanos don't work in the normal mekach u'memkar parameters of mechira. So Yerusha, even if there's a chukas mishpat, it still is chosha mishpat. So we would have assumed that it would follow the same rules of hakna and mekach u'memkar. So why can we just assume davar pasha that it works for Yerusha as well? So one mahalach is that brah kar davua comes to take care of that, and that. Trumps any problem that you would have had in terms of Mekach Memkar. Moreover, the Ketzos in Simen Tavav asks, why is it that in this whole discussion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we never deal with the fact that it's Isra Hanah, right? You're not a Baal and Isra Hanah. And Kutchim, we've already proven from Norbert Gmur, it's Isra Hanah. So how do you do business selling, buying, selling, and being Makadosh and Isha and Yerusha on that matter as well, with Isra Hanah. So Reb Shimon and other Achronim as well answer that Tzos by saying that when it comes to the Isra Hanah of Kutchim, might be different than Isra Hanah of Chametz. Isra Hanah of Chametz, for instance, the mitzvah is to be mevarit min ha'olam. So that type of Isra Hanah, the Torah says, is lavdi dei bechlal. When it comes to the Isra Hanah of Kutchim, and this reflects back on Reb Chaim, the Isra Hanah is noveya from the fact that it's only lahakrava. So let's say I sell it to someone. In the end of the day, the person is still going to bring it to the mizbeach. He's still going to be makrivit. So there's no stira in his hakrava to the Isra Hanah shabo. And if I'm morish it to my children, there's also no stira, because in the end of the day, it's going to get where it's supposed to get. As opposed to chametz, for instance, it's not supposed to get anywhere. It's supposed to stop right here, and it's supposed to be in the kind of mitzvah of beer and burn it. Now that we've come full circle, it's interesting that the Degel Ruvain, in his correspondence with Panovitcherov was trying to answer this question of the Tzos. How could it be that, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we're freely buying and selling Kutchim Kalem? Answers to Panovitcherov, oh, it must be in Rabbi Yossi Aglili at least. There's no Isra Hanah lifnei Zrika. To close, why that's would be interesting, again, there's a lot of Gemaras against that, is you'd have to say that all the Gemaras that talk about an Isra Hanah of Kodesh Lifnei Zrika are Staman Lav Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Right? And that's why they're saying that there's an Isra Hanah. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's no Isra Hanah in Kutchim. So the Rambam Taka Paskins like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, according to many Achronim. So the Pirush HaRambam, I don't know if it's correct, I'm just thinking about this now, I could be totally wrong, but there's room to say that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is according to the Chachamim, because Staman like the Chachamim according to the Panovich Rav. According to Yosef Aglili, we never spoke about the Isra and Kachim Bechlal. That's why the Rambam says, I don't know what we're talking about. Again, his Lashon sounds like the whole Gemara doesn't make sense, not just that we don't pass in this way. But the Ketzos in that Sugya says we should pass in Alachal Maisel like Rabbi Yosef Aglili because he has a Stam Gemara in Chulin like that. According to Panovich Rav's answer for the Ketzos, you have a whole lot of Gemaras that are Staman like the Rabbanan, which would come in opposition to the Psalm of Rabbi Yosef Aglili that Ketzos extracts from that Stam Gemara in Chulin. Thank you very much. Wow. Sure.